Hello, good evening. It is Joseph Tame here in Tokyo. It is Tuesday the 27th of October 2009, 13 minutes past midnight, and I'm just listening to Van Morrison. And today has been a fantastic day. Basically, we've been recording the final episode of Series 1 of Japan Pod Show at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Roppongi. And I'd just like to thank everyone who helped us make that possible. And there's many, many of you, so thank you. A special thanks to Linda at the Ritz-Carlton for really making this possible. Now, this leads me on to my what I want to talk about tonight, thanking people. And I find it absolutely fascinating how our relationships with other people, especially people who we're just getting to know or we don't know deeply, are very much made up, well, those relationships can be very much made up with the out of the things that we do for them and that they do for us. I mean, I know it sounds obvious, but I find it fascinating, this balance of this idea of if I look at my relationship with a person and see where the balance lies, do I owe them something or do they owe me something? And not, I don't mean this in a kind of negative, nasty way, like, oh, you know, I have to get something from them because I've done something for them. I don't mean that, because, of course, the greatest pleasure in life, one of the greatest pleasures in life, is giving and, you know, not focusing on the receiving, because you'll always be left hungry if that's what you focus on. But no, I find it fascinating. And especially with things like today, for example, we had a guest on who I was able to call on because that they owed me a favour because I'd done them a favour a few weeks ago. And so it was fine, it was good to be able to know that we both had this unspoken agreement that it was right that they should do it to help us out, even though they were quite busy. Now, of course, with when you get to know people more, then that kind of thing fades, and it's based on, you know, friendship, and you do it because you care for that person or something like that. But I think Twitter really highlights this kind of thing, because on Twitter you have a lot of people who you may not know in real life, but who you still help out. And I think that's the important thing with Twitter, is to get this balance right between asking questions and providing useful information and links and humour and entertaining people and things like that. And I think it's wonderful how, like, I can look through my Twitter friends in TweetDeck, which I've got open at the moment, and I have some kind of relationship with all of those people. They may not know it, but, you know, I have certain feelings towards those people. And in many cases, those feelings will be informed by, of course, the exchanges that we've had via Twitter and online, Facebook and things. And if either of us has, you know, helped the other one out at any time or something like that. So, yeah, it's I love it. I love it. I think this kind of thing really makes it really makes life interesting when you've got so many rich things going on all around you. Okay, and in a final note, just like to say that Pepsi Azuki, not Azuki, what was it? Pepsi Shiso flavour is absolutely grim. I had to throw it down the sink. Absolutely horrendous. Anyway, that's it. Okay, so thank you very much for listening. I will see you at tamegoeswild.com. And pokyo.jp. Thank you so much, everyone, today, if you're listening, for your support. It really couldn't have done it without you. So, okay. Asumi nasai.